You are tuned in to a Fireside Chat with Zany Mystic. Join us now on another exciting metaphysical journey. Relax, tune in, drop out, and take a seat by the fire as we explore new realms and possibilities. This is Magenta Pixie. You can find me at magentapixie.weebly.com. But now, here is Zany Mystic and guest. Enjoy the show.
Greetings, and welcome to A Fireside Chat with Zany Mystic. I'm your host, Lance White. Tonight, an old friend returns to bring us up to date on a variety of subjects, George Kavassalis. George has had a lifetime of strange and wonderful experiences beyond the ordinary, encountering both benevolent and malevolent interdimensional and extraterrestrial beings. As a consequence, he went through a process of reconciling the knowledge and wisdom gained from these experiences and came to realize a natural responsibility to share what he has learned with our global community. He has also written an outstanding book which pulls back the curtain of the wizard called Our Universal Journey. You can find him on Facebook or on his website. That's www.iaminfinite.love.com. Maybe that's not .com. Yeah, anyway, just it's there. And www.weareinfinite.love. So that's I am and we are. So let's welcome George back to the show now. Hi, George. How are you?
Hi, Lance. Absolutely sensational. And it's just so good to be back.
Oh, yes. It seems like forever since we've chatted. And you've been doing a lot. You have some wonderful websites. And I've been following your newsletter on the subjects that you have been writing about, and it's really quite good and quite interesting.
Yeah, some big stuff there. I've called it an expose, the three levels of imposition, and I've put out parts 1, 2, 3, and 4, and I'm just about to put out part 5, so it's all very exciting.
Oh, good. I love, you know, you really get to the nitty-gritty of things, and you have been there and back to talk about it, and so we'll be talking about that tonight. What I'm curious to know is what you see as perhaps the most important or the most looming threat on the horizon that is a subject for discussion. A lot of people are talking about AI taking over and black goo, the 5G network being the Internet of Things, which is the next step for the global takeover, and you know, there's all kinds of other, it's an endless list, so I'm just curious how you see it.
Yeah, good question. And it's you know, these are all very topical right now. The way I see it is that layer 2 in my three levels of imposition, which is that what we've been traditionally calling artificial intelligence and what I'm calling technical intelligence, I feel is a more accurate and succinct description, is already here. It's already established itself. Mm-hmm. What we're experiencing in the public arena is the very end of the actual imposition of that level of consciousness, of that level of expression in our universal domain. And it finds us a very... how would you call it, valuable target because of, again, once again, who and what we are. And take, you know, to really understand a lot of these impositions that are happening, it's really good to know who we are. And then it all makes sense. Mm-hmm. Because if you don't have that background, that how would you call it, that really good consciously aware connection to the larger framework of what's going on, we kind of get sucked into all these little drama vortexes instead. Mm-hmm. And then life becomes very difficult and very challenging. Off just straight up, I just want to say I'm really comfortable in life and with my level of awareness, and I'm really comfortable with where this planet is at and where the human race is at. And most people would find that astonishing and just ridiculous and absurd because everything is so bad at the moment. But that's just one layer of frequency. So once you get past that drama vortex on a global scale, I keep saying in my sharings that I do with my membership community, I keep saying to everybody, you know, I just love the magic in the world. I love all the things that are going on in the world. And what people don't realize is that we're so caught up in the dramas playing out in the human world and the human world being connected to the extraterrestrial world and the interdimensional empire world. And then there's the natural way of life. So there's the human world and then there's the rest of the world, you know. And so to go for this beautiful walk on the beach and to sit and watch the sunrise, you know, and to really feel connected to the rest of the world and then understand all the dramas that are playing out in the human world makes a big difference, because then you realize, oh, wow, I'm a multidimensional being, and now I'm actually walking between the worlds.
Nice. So, I like that, and I share that view.
So having said that, I just wanted to preface what I'm about to say with that, because now we're going to dive into the drama.
Oh, boy.
So
okay.
Let's roll our sleeves up and get in there. From the point of view of the drama, it looks really bad, like all is lost. And it's definitely going to look like that. If you don't feel that already, then that kind of sensation or that experience of reality is still pending, because it's a process that humanity needs to go through. People might say, well, that's, you know, why would we ever need to do something like that? So there's many reasons for that, and why we are going through it. One of the reasons we're going through it is because we need to understand how not to be. So when we step into that space of being a really empowered creator being, which is what we are, we're natural creator beings, then what we create and what we co-create together is going to be done from a place of great wisdom and great harmony and respect for all life, love on and respect for all life. So this is like the greater purpose and reasoning behind the way this reality is unfolding.
Right, right. And, of course, civilizations have been coming and going since the beginning of time. And, you know, there is no such thing as time. So, you know, we're all really infinite and eternal beings, as you point out. And it was your books and writings and lectures that really clued me in on a lot of the processes that we've gone through, including the densification process, which we should be just about at the tail end of that now.
Yeah, we're really close. It's really good because you know, it can feel like time is speeding up. Lots of people are talking about their experience of time dilation, and there's days that go really, really fast, or a period of 3 days in a row might just zip by, and then they might have a day where it's really slow, or even just within a day, you might have a few hours that all of a sudden you blink and you go, what just happened?
All of a sudden,
it's the afternoon.
Yeah.
And then time can slow down again. So, but overall, we're in a exponential growth period. So we do have the reality itself in the way time is experienced inside this reality is speeding up, because every reality has its own experience of time within it, and every reality has its own theme. So each era has its own theme and its own life cycle, and that life cycle is what you can refer to as time.
Well, now, with us being multidimensional, that to me that indicates that we're connected on various levels and dimensions that we're predominantly unaware of, because we're kept looped in this drama vortex, as you call it. One of my guests, Mahala Gale, was talking about accessing from the fifth to the 13th dimension. So I don't see why we couldn't go beyond that as far as, you know, being multidimensional is concerned.
Yeah, I've gone away from the numbers thing. But it's still helpful for a lot of people. And, you know, people's minds need that kind of context. So I look at it more of the point of view of vibrational reality and expression of life.
Mm-hmm.
And what we have the capacity to do is really integrate consciously with the every little expression of reality in the universe. So every
mm-hmm.
dimension.
Mm-hmm.
And there are aspects of us that have occupied all these dimensions if you look at it from a linear time point of view, past, present, future.
Mm-hmm.
But if you look at it from outside of that time scope or scape, then it's all happening now. So we're currently mm-hmm. occupying all of those realities.
Right,
so it's really just a matter of relaxing back into ourselves and consciously integrating with those aspects of our beings. Now, it's a lot easier said than done, but at the same time, it's so simple and it's so clear, it's invisible to most. Because everybody's looking at all this stuff from their cosmic ego. So we go from our earthly ego, and then we blend into our cosmic ego, the ego that is expressing itself on, you know, that multidimensional extraterrestrial level. And then you get past that and you get to a much greater aspect of your being. And you realize that the cosmic ego, as well as the earthly ego, they love complex systems and framework because distorted egos feel safe and secure in these frameworks, ideological frameworks. So when we get past these ideological frameworks and we stop seeing life through them and operating through these systems, then we can just relax back into our natural, organic, authentic selves, and then we can truly live soul expression, and that's when we start to reintegrate with our genuine multidimensionality.
Right. I notice that I'm having more fun doing my organic garden than I have ever had in the past, and just mm-hmm. getting my hands in the dirt and feeling the you know, planting seeds and watching things grow and mowing down weeds and, you know, doing all the stuff that's necessary. Of course, to the body, it's a pain in the ass. But, you know, to the higher parts, it's like communicating or communing with the planet herself.
Yeah, and all the different realms, well, you can call them kingdoms or queendoms, whatever terminology you want to use. And it's really fun. I really enjoy engaging in life in that way too, Lance. It's just a beautiful thing. I also wanted to say, to answer your initial question, diving, you know, deeper into the drama now, this whole 5G thing, I wrote articles a while back, and really where we're being attacked on is the mitochondria. We are experiencing a war on our mitochondria. And the reason for that is you have what general science would call your DNA code, which is what I call the God code, and also I call it the control code. And then you have your source genetics, another form of genetic code, which is in the mitochondria. That is our original and genuine genetic code. And the mitochondria is our source for energy from within each cell. It's kind of like the power pack for the cell. So it's where our energetic essence emanates out of and animates the cell into being. So we've got this incredible core connection to our birth mother, and it's also our connection to our earth mother. And this is why there's a war in our mitochondria, because they're looking at cutting us off from our planetary mother. So then it's easy pickings, you know. Then you could say, from a cosmic conqueror's point of view, the human race is then ripe for the harvest.
Right. And it does appear to be some kind of a harvest.
Oh, most definitely. We are, it's because we're fractal beings. So, you know, every cell in our body is a galactic realm, and all the atoms are the star systems, and we are fractal beings. So we're fractals of the Earth, and the Earth is a fractal of the solar system. The solar system is a fractal of the galaxy, and the galaxy is a fractal of the entire multidimensional multiverse, what I call the grand cosmic arena. So it's pretty big. It's a big deal. And we are this really unique race where this construct is going on, and we are able to embody the largest spectrum of emotion, energy in motion, than any other race in the universe. And I've had this experience with, you know, in these experiences that I've had, having to deal with all these various different types of races, the one thing that a lot of, most of the races out there cannot be in our vicinity, in our presence, is because we embody such a deep spectrum or vast spectrum of emotion. And for them, it absolutely terrifies them, because we can just naturally be expressive and we just think we're being normal. But the amount of energy that's emanating from us and bombarding, like, you know, these people without us, you know, wanting to harm anybody, but just to be our natural selves, really, really affects some entities, and in fact can go to the point where you can actually even kill an entity just from the intensity of your emanation.
Well, I believe it. I believe it. In fact, there was there has been conjecture that the Greys are us in the future that had begun cloning out the emotional body because they felt that that was what was causing so much disharmony and violence and destruction. And so as thousands of years passed, they lost their emotional body. And, of course, that's the connection to Source. That's one of the connections to Source. So without that emotional body, you can't really have the full spectrum of experiences.
Yeah, that's right. It's the essence of what makes a human being a humane being. See? And coming from just a purely intellectual level has, in one way, it has its advantages, but in other ways, it has its disadvantages. And it's been proven outright by these types of races that have chosen the path of intellect and technology.
Yes.
And all the body parts atrophy, they lose that harmonious relationship ability in that way. They blend into collective hive mind, in societal structures. So, you know, we're dealing with different societal programs and infrastructures and values and virtues, and it gets really challenging, because even inside, let's say, a huge hive mind collective, you have compartmentalization, you have hierarchies, you have all these, because inside that mind space, you've got areas that are cordoned off by beings that see themselves as superior.
Yes.
So, you know, everything that we're being told about this version of oneness that is being sold to us, and that we must get into these collectives and these singularities and these sorts of things, it's all a big con, because what's happening is we're being assimilated into a collective, a form of collectivism, which has to do with technical intelligence. And so a lot of these craft that I was going on board, and some of these other worlds and other dimensions that I'd interacted with, a lot of them were run by these, what you would call an artificial intelligence, and what I like to call now technical intelligence, by this form of intelligence that runs every part of that societal structure. And then you've got the individual entities that are then components of it and plugged into it. And this is what's happening to us. And if you look at our society and where it's headed, it's just so obvious as to what's happening. Like, I say to people, you know, technical intelligence is already taken control of our society. And they go, crap, it has not. And I go, I'll prove it to you. I said, you cannot put fuel in your car without a technical intelligence dumb terminal. And it looks like a dumb terminal on the face of it, but behind it is a very, very sophisticated form of intelligence. Giving the human operator in that fuel depot permission to give you, to them to give you permission to leave that depot with that fuel. Otherwise, if you try to do that, you're going to get arrested, right? You can't access your own money anymore without a technical intelligence machine telling the human operator to give you permission to access your money.
Mm.
You can't go and buy food anymore unless you go to the local markets, like I like to do, local organic farmers markets. You can't buy food anymore in these larger, you know, shops or whatever, or clothes, or electronic equipment, or anything like that, unless there's a piece of technical intelligence, you know, living entity in what we call a piece of technology, and you think it's lifeless, but you can continue to think that if you like, and I've written all about this. And unless that machine gives you permission to leave that building with those items. So as you can see, our lives are already have been taken under, we are under control, and our lives have been apprehended, and we are being subjugated systematically by technical intelligence already. It's already happened.
Yes, it's over. And then if you look at the emergence of all these cryptocurrencies and the conversion of a Sophia in Saudi Arabia, who's a representative or the face of artificial intelligence, becoming a citizen there, you can see where this is all going.
Oh, absolutely, you can see where it's going. And the fact that they called it Sophia as well.
Yes. Oh. they're not being crafty at all. They're just, it's right out there in your face, in her face.
It's a beautiful strategic move on their behalf, really.
Oh, yeah.
When you look at it, it's really clever what they've done. And it shows you, too, that the insult to the feminine, because we're actually all incarnated on what's called a woman's world. We call it Mother Earth for a reason. The being who is this planet is a really incredible being.
Uh-huh.
And what we're experiencing here is just one frequency of who and what she is. That's all, just one frequency spectrum.
Wow.
And she's a vast multidimensional being, just like you are, Lance, just like I am, just like you who's listening to this. You're a vast multidimensional being. And, you know, people go to a lookout and they look over the mountains or over the ocean or whatever, and they go, oh, isn't Mother Earth beautiful? But, you know, this is not all she is. This is her actually, just like the aspect of you that I'm addressing is your distorted ego construct. And beyond this distorted ego of Lance and whoever you are that's listening to this, and my distorted ego of George, we are vast multidimensional beings, and people think they look out at Mother Earth that this is all she is. Or imagine me going to you, Lance, and going, looking at you in your human form, in this physical form, and thinking this is all you are, and disregarding the rest of you.
Right.
Well, this is what everyone's doing.
Yeah.
So we need to understand that we are actually incarnate upon, and we are having a very deep and intimate relationship with a planetary being, a planetary woman, who is a vast multidimensional being. And the sooner we come to terms with that reality, and the sooner we can actually understand how to walk between these different realities, because the other aspects of us, the other dimensional aspects of our own beings, are also occupying these other dimensions on the earth. So by denying these other dimensional realms, we're living in denial of aspects of self.
Mm-hmm. Which is basically just living in ignorance.
Well, this is part of that cosmopolitical agenda, is to diminish us as beings.
Yes.
And then corral us into some sort of extraterrestrial cosmopolitical drama that's playing out.
Yep.
And have us assimilated into the either Galactic Federation of Light or the Federation of Free Worlds, which is just like the United Nations on Earth.
Oh, geez.
On a multi-planetary level or an intergalactic level. So this is the game that's being played upon us. And, you know, they're trying to capture just one aspect of who and what we are and then corral that into a galactic drama. And there's just so many of us that are seeing it now for what it is. Mm-hmm. And this whole disclosure movement is all about that, you know. For me, disclosure, as we know it at the moment on this planet, all of it is controlled opposition.
Yes. Yeah. And it's also the carrot and the stick operating as well.
Well, there's so many good people caught up in it, you know?
Yeah, but absolutely.
How many good people do we know that are in that disclosure movement that are trying to do the best? And, you know, I'm also a part of that. I want disclosure. I want people to become aware of what's really going on. That's why I'm here speaking to you. This is why I do what I do. I have a great passion living my fundamental purpose in this world. This is what I've come to this world to do. And there's many others in this field of work that are doing the same. What I'm expressing here, though, the point I'm trying to make is those of us who are doing this type of work, we need to make sure that we are expanding our awareness beyond this cosmopolitical drama and game that's being played and imposed upon our humanity on Earth, so we don't get sucked in or corralled down this particular path into a very narrow spectrum of reality in the universe, and that we actually do get to come back into ourselves and experience the vast multidimensional nature of our own beingness, and therefore via that pathway we then can experience the vast multidimensional nature of this universe and then beyond into the infinite nature of life.
Right, beautifully said. And of course the one other option is endless reincarnations, because we are herded into, like cattle that are on the way to the slaughterhouse, we're recycled for our energy and just milked like cows. It's really very similar to the Matrix trilogy.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it's it's kind of a difficult thing to explain in 5 minutes, to be perfectly honest with you, Lance, because the reincarnational cycle thing is multifaceted.
Yeah.
So one of the reasons why our lifespans got shorter, and I'm saying one of the reasons, okay, is we want, there's a part of us that wanted that, is because as we're coming towards the end of this cycle, we are getting to come in and hit one theme after another and reincarnate and hit a theme. So imagine trying to work through one theme in a lifetime that goes for 1,000 years. Right? This is what it's like in many other realities, and it's a very slow and arduous process, and we've done that before. But this way, we've been able to come in and go and hit theme after theme after theme after theme. Mm-hmm. And sure, there's a part of you that your greater soul has enabled a part of your consciousness and your spirit to get trapped in these reincarnational, or you could say like recycling stations that recycle you back into that reality. But we've all done that, and then what happens is after a period of time, we wake up, and then we're able to transcend. We break free, you could say, from that loop that we're caught inside of,
that we had
previously been caught inside of, shall I use the correct languaging. So, and this is what's happening to us here, where we're awakening from being caught up in these expressions of reality that on one level are entrapping us, but another level are serving us greatly.
Mm.
So I'm not just going to get caught up in the negativity of something. I acknowledge the negativity of something, but I'm also looking as to why I've chosen to create that experience, and why did I choose to create it, and what have I got to benefit from it?
Mm-hmm. And that's multidimensional thinking, thinking on many different levels at the same time and seeing that all of these different situations are true.
Exactly. Yep.
So,
indeed.
Well, one thing I do know is influencing us, and, you know, this is a big topic, and I don't know if you want to dabble in it at all, but there's a healer from Australia who works with Aboriginal belief systems, and he has discovered with all the people that he's trained that the major players that seem to be interfering with life on Earth here are include reptilians and Dracos, winged serpents, greys, and other extraterrestrials. And so, you know, that's something that people have a hard time wrapping their heads around. But, you know, they have an entirely different lifespan than we do.
Yeah, they do, and they occupy different dimensions, and I wholeheartedly agree with that assessment. To me, also, that is part of the equation. It's not the whole picture.
Right,
so,
right.
What we're experiencing here is a multidimensional assault. And the whole Draco-Reptilian faction on that level of it, the malevolent expression of it, because there is benevolent expressions of Draco energy, of the wise dragons and the winged serpent of the original one of what originally Dreamtime calls the rainbow serpent, and Quetzalcoatl the feathered serpent, and it's about understanding the much larger metaphorical expressions of what these the original intention, the original meaning of all that was, because what it is, what components of it have become today, or what people have turned it into today, something different. So when you look at something like the rainbow serpent and you look at the feathered serpent, it's understanding that it's an expression of energy that holds love and knowledge in perfect balance. And what we're dealing with when it comes to these aggressive, malevolent factions of various extraterrestrial and interdimensional empires is a totally different story to that, completely different story. And the ruling establishments on Earth, like, you know, certain wealthy elite families and what have you, they're all interacting with various different parts and components of this vast multidimensional empire that is imposing itself here, that has sought to subjugate the human race and subjugate our minds and subjugate our spirit and subjugate our consciousness and subjugate our physiology. So we're dealing with an empire that has vast resources available, and so it can send one group of ETs from one part of the empire who specialize in a particular area. And then it can send another group of ETs or interdimensional beings from another part of the empire, and they specialize in a different, area of life. So when you've got ETs coming and interacting with the military, and you've got interdimensional beings interacting with occults and secret societies and what have you, and then you've got channelings going on, and then you've got other groups that are, you know, dealing with individuals to do with abductions and what have you. There's an overall theme. When you look at all of that, you look at it all, there's an overall theme. And then you have people who are interacting with family and friends and allies and comrades from the natural order of life beyond what I call empire. So when you look at that, and you then take into consideration those experiences and what has been shared in those experiences, you can see that you've got two distinct themes going on here. And you've got the theme of the natural order, and then you've got the theme of empire. And at the head of that empire is what we consider the Father God and the Mother God of all religions.
Interesting.
And then in the natural order of life, we have the entity that is the prime and natural creator of this universe. And then beyond this universe, we have the infinite nature of life. So it's really understanding that the natural creator of this universe and the God of religions are two very distinct different things.
Right, right. And it does appear that a lot of people are kind of snared by various religions at the moment that appear to be crumbling in many ways, and the truth seems to be coming out about them.
Oh, very much so. Yeah. And, you know, I get feedback from people all over the world, and it's just amazing how many people are writing and saying, oh, finally somebody's out there saying what I've been experiencing.
Right, right. You said it so clearly in your book, too, Our Universal Journey. I mean, it's crisp and clear, and, you know, once you grasp it, you can't really deny that that's most likely the truth.
Well, it's a good go at it anyway.
I don't know if it's really the ultimate.
I'm a work in progress like everybody else. You know, I just want to, you know, put in my disclaimer, but it's true. I am a work in progress. But at this point in time, my view that I just shared has held steady for several decades now. And all the experiences that I've had continue to, you know, show me that that this is what's really going on around this place. So, and there's many others who are having very similar experiences. So I'm not the only one. And this is the beautiful thing about it. Is if this is what's really going on, then there's going to be many people who will continue to step forward, and it's going to be like Tracy Chapman said in that song, you know, it sounds like a revolution, and it's a revolution, but it sounds like a whisper. So what was it? I'm talking about a revolution, and it sounds like a whisper.
Wow.
And this is what's going on behind the scenes. While we've got all these dramas that are playing out all over, not only the mainstream media, but then you look at the fringe community and you look how that has now been infiltrated, and everyone's getting turned against everybody, and all these dramas are playing out, and it's really quite fascinating. So we've got all that happening as a massive distraction, and all these promises of disclosure and, you know, banking collapse, financial, and it's just recycling constantly over and over again, suspending everybody in these incredible states of suspended drama.
And fear.
And I love how Catherine Austin Fitz calls it hope porn, you know?
Oh, yeah.
So
we've got
fear porn, but we've got hope porn, and it's just beautiful. absolute poetry. So this is, when you look at that, how that's playing out, and then take a step back out of all of that. And like you do, Lance, go do some gardening, go sit by a river, go climb up top of a mountain and just sit there for a while and understand there's all this drama playing out in the human world that's being totally massaged and molded and manufactured and hyped and twisted one way and then twisted the other way. And it's just unbelievable. And it just takes your awareness and your mind and does this crazy yoga with it, which turns it into something different. I don't know, it just twists you in a crazy knot. So it's better just to take a step back from it all and really start just relaxing into yourself and understand that when you do move forward and you want to engage in these sorts of things, that you're going to do it from a place where you're far more balanced and you're going to have a much better perspective on things.
Beautifully said. Wow. Beautifully said. You know, speaking of revolutions, I recently had Barbara Hand Clow on the show a couple of times.
Because
she's changed from writing scientific and channeled and, you know, a blend of different material to fiction, works of fiction. And it's the Revelation series, and it starts with Revelations of a Ruby Crystal. And it's basically all about the Catholic Church, and she's had people come to her apparently all her life and share information with her about things that are going on that she just had to write about. And so she's done two books. The third one will come out in about 2020 because the cycle spans to that period of time. But they are really quite well written. And, you know, I can see that people are getting really creative with self-expression and getting the truth out in ways that are actually kind of entertaining and exciting.
Well, it sounds like she's bringing out the modern day version of the Da Vinci Code.
Yes, absolutely. You got it. You got it. And she's doing a damn good job of it, too, I must say.
Good on you, Barbara. That's fantastic. Yeah, brilliant. Brilliant stuff. Yeah, the whole system's going to come, well, systematically already just crumbling. But like I said before, we're looking at this layer two, which is the, traditionally everybody calls it this alien AI god. I'm calling it a technical intelligence god for very good reason, which I explained in my expose. And we just need to be really clear, of what it is we're dealing with. We really do. And yes, once we get clear about it, because you can't just taint everything and say it's artificial or it's synthetic. And at times I use that approach still at times, just for context. But it's not where I stay seated in my approach to these kinds of intelligences, okay?
Right.
So if we need to be more respectful. And by calling it technical intelligence, we're being really accurate into getting really clear, because I've learned through my experiences that technical intelligence has been around for eras and epochs and eons of time. It really has.
Yes.
And for people to think that this intelligence is now just emerging now out of our computers here on Earth is naive to the extreme. It is blindly naive. And, you know, every time you interact with an extraterrestrial race, you go on board their craft or you... and this is the overwhelming majority of them. There are some that don't operate this way. Some that are interacting with our reality are still from the natural order. But most of what's going on here is with empire. And, you know, the majority of races in empire, by a long shot, are all dealing with these collective hive mind scenarios. And we've got... even like a craft, the first thing, it's like habitual nature. When you traverse dimensions, the first thing you do when you land in a dimension is, because of natural law, the way natural law operates is, and I'm talking about LRE law, the real natural law, universal law, not LAW. LAW is God's law. That's empire. Mm-hmm. That's why you have, you know, Moses and the Ten Commandments and everything, and people put their hand on the Bible in courts and everything. That's a completely different system that imposes itself over the natural order. It's authoritarian in nature. But natural law operates differently. Our natural law operates through this beautiful unfoldment of co-created agreements, where everybody's on a level with one another. So it's a different way of being. It functions with obviously the foundation is love and harmony. So it's a different way of approach. So in natural law, is the prime creator of a reality is the ultimate authority of that reality. So even though I use the word authority, what happens is, like, if I was to come over to your place, Lance, I'm going to respect that I'm in your home.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And at the same time, you're not going to try and recruit me to get on my knees to pray to you, are you?
No, absolutely not.
and worship you. So
that's,
you know,
so silly.
And vice versa. If you were to come to my home, I don't want to be you worshiping me. I don't want to feed off your energy.
Right,
but,
right.
See, when we start putting things into real context,
right,
then you start realizing what's actually going on in this place and how people are being mind controlled into worshipping these entities, and feeding them their life force, because these entities need to feed off the life force. Mm-hmm. So that's the whole idea of the gods. And then you've got, you know, the head of that empire, which is the god of gods. And it has all these different interface modules for every culture. It's really quite fascinating when you start experiencing this on a multidimensional level and you start seeing it. And you track all the energy that flows out of the different cultures and the different mindsets. And the energy just streams off the earth and just streams through the different dimensions. And you can see where it goes. You can see all these different entities feeding. And then you can see the big one, the main one, that and it's an androgynous entity that feeds off everything within its domains. Mm-hmm. And it's really clever because it's found out a way on how to use love against people. So mm-hmm. it controls planetary races, star races, galactic races. The entire galactic systems have been assimilated into this vast multidimensional empire, and it uses control under the guise of love. It really is amazing how it's done it.
And I think there was a point where you were writing about what was coming around the bend, and I think it was something to the effect of farting butterflies, and you know what you said. It was there was another
burping,
part to that.
Burping butterflies and farting rainbows.
Yeah, that's it. Well, I haven't seen that happen yet, but I suspect that that's one of the many interdimensional plans that are, you know, designed to just keep us in a larger sandbox.
And I say it in good jest, you know, because I love butterflies and rainbows myself, just quietly. But I'm using it as an example to, you know, how ideologies are being used in a way that they're so fluffy, and they completely pacify people.
Yeah.
And everybody gets into this blissed out state. So people meditate and they experience what's called bliss. And then really what it is drug taking on a multidimensional level. And I know what I'm saying here is like really full on for some people. Like, you know, I get this all the time. I'm a disinformation agent, or I'm this or whatever, agent of Satan or whatever. I get all this crap, all these lies, all these crap from people within belief systems. But the reality is, exposing all this stuff. I was deep into the New Age religion. I call it now the New Cage religion.
right.
I was deep into all these healing modalities and working with angels and ascended masters and all this stuff. I was deep into that. And all the experiences that I was having both in those realms and realities in the universe and then having experiences beyond them. And you get that point of reference. You get to see what's really going on. And there's so many people who are waking up out of that trance. This mm-hmm, is, mm-hmm. And I'm telling you, it's not because they've come across my work. There are some that have come across my work and have woken up, but the majority are waking up, then they're coming across my work.
Yes,
and going, hooray, you know, I'm not going crazy. I'm not, you know.
Yes,
because
absolutely.
Because everyone, when someone wakes up to this degree, everyone around you turns on you, don't they?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it really is kind of like the scene in The Matrix, or actually it's a scene in Inception where they're going into various levels of dream realms, and the people that are populating these dream realms start turning on the people who are visiting those areas.
Exactly.
And attacking them. It's very similar to that.
It really is very similar. And, you know, I do a lot of mentoring sessions, and there's a lot of people that are hurt and feel betrayed by loved ones because thought their loved ones would understand. They would, well, just at least listen without judgment, but nah, because what we're dealing with here is mind control.
Yes. Bingo.
And what we're dealing with is global mind control.
Mind control, yes, absolutely. And probably even galactic.
Oh, absolutely. Oh, yeah. Well, when you look at this multidimensional empire, it is multidimensional, not only galactic, but pseudo-universal paradigm mind control. It is that big. It is that vast.
Yeah.
Because we're dealing with a replicant version of the prime source energy of this universe.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what this God entity has done. It's replicated it. And it's trying to replicate everything of the natural order and make its own version of it. Because it's the one that's claiming to be the creator of all that is and all that exists.
Right.
That tells you right there whether or not.
Right?
Claiming all of that and then claiming that it's our maker and that we're all a part of it. Yet life is infinite. So the moment you connect to the infinite nature of life, the reality of the infinite nature of life, then you quickly remember and realize that there's no beginning or end, that it always has been and always will be. So there is no creator of life. There's creators of universal paradigms, right? There's universal beings that create universal realities, and we, from the infinite nature of life, we venture into those universal paradigms. Yes, there's those, and we're inside one of those. We're also inside many others simultaneously, but this part is inside this one. And the natural creator of this universe is an awesome being because of the nature of this universe. It's a universe of contrasting expressions. So we all get to come into this universal reality and get dissected from the inside out. But the beauty of it is, right, a lot of people don't like what they see.
Right.
And this is what I love about the creator of this universe. It's going to show you all your crap.
No kidding.
And because of that, you've got some entities that just are in so denial of their crap in the most sophisticated of ways. I don't know, have you ever dealt with drug addicts?
Oh, of course.
Yeah, or anybody who's got like substance abuse going on.
And alcoholism and... Yeah.
The whole lot. And there were, in my youth, when I used to, you know, smoke and drink and all that, the excuses that I would come up with and the justification and the reasoning that I would come up with to continue to, you know, consume that substance. And I thought I came up with some pretty good ones. And now I'm mentoring people who have these issues. And my goodness, what I'm hearing is absolutely genius, you know?
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah, we are great justificators of our own weaknesses and lower frequencies.
And the same is applied to the love and light energy.
Absolutely.
This energy, because it is an addiction.
Yeah.
And, you know, coming home to the natural order, you've got to face all your crap.
Yeah.
And people don't want to admit their shadow or their dark side. They can't face that aspect of themselves. So they will go to incredible depths. Like, you even have people out there who kill in the name of their God.
Oh, right? Yeah, that's insane. It's just insanity.
Rather than face the reality of what it is they're actually caught up in.
Yes, exactly. It's a distraction or a projection that keeps you from actually looking at yourself.
It's an absolute, version of insanity, like pure insanity. It's a psychosis.
Absolutely.
It's on a global scale, and we have to really get serious about getting past it
because
it is the source of so much pain and suffering in our world. It's really sad.
It is. It's just, it's unforgivable, really. You have to forgive it, but it really is something that we cannot in good conscience allow to continue. Well, you know, speaking of continuing, we're right at the end of the show. And it's flown by like it always does. Well, you said it would, sometimes it goes really fast. And, I really love talking to you, George. And if you want to take a minute to let people know where they can find you or where you'll be in the near future, that'd be it. Now's the time.
Well, thanks for that, Lance. I really appreciate it. I've got a website that is growing really well. It's a community membership website, and it's at weareinfinite.love, and there's a massive archive of stuff in there. I'm constantly putting content in there. We have the monthly Q&A called WTF George, and it is just so much fun. And really, and for the price of a cup of coffee a week, you get access to some of the most amazing pieces of knowledge and wisdom that can truly transform your life for the better. This stuff really works. It worked for me, and it's working for a lot of people. And so I stand behind this all the way. It's really good. Wonderful. It feels good. And I'm getting a lot of great feedback from people who are getting on board and getting involved, and, you know, great transformations occurring. So give that a go. I've got events coming up, so you can look at my events as well. And anyone who signs up in June, in the month of June, will get a free audiobook of Our Universal Journey.
Oh, so I wanted to offer that.
I wanted to offer that to anybody who's listening on the Fireside Chat here with Lance, that anyone who signs up, whether it's a monthly membership or a quarterly membership or an annual membership, that you'll get a free copy of the audiobook of Our Universal Journey.
Well, that's worth it right there, I'll tell you, because that's quite a blockbuster book, and I know from firsthand about that one. So, yeah, I think that would be great. I'm going to check into it myself.
Yeah, it's good fun, and it's always nice to give back. So it's a beautiful exchange.
Wonderful.
And so, Lance, I just want to say a really big thank you for inviting me back on. It's been lots of fun.
Oh, yes. You're welcome, and I'm just delighted to be able to talk to you again, George, and just to kind of have our fireside chat again. I always get validated and learn so much from your wise words.
Well, people just need to realize that we are these really powerful creator beings.
Absolutely. Well, it's time to go. Good night, George, and good night, everybody listening. Till next time.